Bank of Cardiff, this is Zach. Can I help you?
Hey, Zach. It's Amy in credit.
Hey, Amy. How are you?
I'm doing all right. How about yourself?
I'm good. Thanks for asking.
All right. So just the usual questions. I wanted to talk about the customer, Rick, at Allphase Roofing.
Sure.
So it looks like they're going for the full loan amount at MCC. It's $117,000 over 8 months.
Yes.
Okay. So what is the customer using the funds for? I saw a little bit of information in CNET, but I just wanted to verify if that was still accurate.
Yeah. He just wants to have funds available also to be able to bid on more jobs than he is right now. It's an expansion thing.
All right. So basically looking to use the money to bid on more jobs?
Yeah, so to grow the business. And actually, I think he was, if I remember correctly, he was looking to bring on a couple employees as well inside the office to kind of handle that stuff.
Do you have any idea how many employees he has currently?
I don't, to be honest with you.
Okay.
He was looking to bring on one or two more, though.
Okay. You also mentioned that they have an office, but in CNET, it's showing up as like a home-based business.
Yeah, I guess there's a part of it is, I guess where his employees meet up and do business.
Okay. Do you happen to have like the address of the office location?
It's the 3400 East Airport Road.
Okay, because that's also listed as his home address, so I'm assuming that's...
Yeah, it's like it's all-inclusive property.
Okay. Yeah, I looked up the location, actually, on Google Earth, and it looks like it's in the middle of nowhere. There's just nothing around it, no buildings, no signs, so...
Yeah, he's got a larger piece of property as well that everything sits on.
Okay.
So acres is... empty acres are part of it.
Okay. Since they're roofing, do you know if the business is like somewhat seasonal? Just because they probably won't get that much work done in like the winter time or, if weather's not ideal.
Yeah, I actually had a discussion with him about that yesterday, and he said, if inclement weather does happen, he will miss a week or two because, like you said, they're working outside. So he said December through February, he does get slow if there's a heavier winter. He said last winter was kind of mild, so he didn't really experience that. But it can happen depending on, what happens this winter.
Okay. And this isn't the customer's first working capital loan. They've had a couple inquiries as of last year, and they've done working capital before.
He was familiar. Yes, he knew the procedure.
Okay. I saw that one of the stips on this deal was like a zero balance letter from Everest. I think that was who they last had a loan with.
Mm-hmm.
Any ideas, or did he mention anything about how that loan, played out, or why they decided to go with Everest? Because that's one of our, I guess, D lenders.
Right.
And MCC's a lot better with, like, better rates. So I'm just wondering how they go from, like, a D lender to, like, a B or C lender.
Like, jump up a couple notches there?
Yeah.
you know what? I didn't have a discussion with him about that. Are we still going to require that zero balance letter from Everest? Hasn't that been settled for a while or paid off for a while now?
I think it has been paid off, but I just saw it on the list of STIPs.
Uh-huh.
But I'm not sure if funding has something to clear that already, or if you've obtained something from the customer. Do you know?
I haven't obtained anything. We've got everything else, though, as far as STIPs are concerned.
Okay. So maybe that one was cleared by funding without either of us knowing, but I can check with them.
Okay, cool.
Okay. So do you think that this customer is desperate? Like, did he call in a lot, or was he, in desperate need of the funds?
Well, he did, hold on here. Let me look at this, how this all played out. So I did He did call in. It was a DM thing, but it, after that, he wasn't actually, it was me kind of chasing him down after that. Okay. So he wasn't really reaching out to me that much.
Mm-hmm.
I was just trying to get in touch with him again. I guess he's super busy and, just didn't have enough time to get back to me.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. So I don't think I really have any other questions here. Do you have a good feeling from this customer? I mean, it sounds like he's experienced with the working capital product. He's, you know, paid his loans back in full in the past.
You know, and every time I've gotten in contact with him and required a document, he's gotten it back to us, you know, inside 30 minutes. So from that aspect, it looks like he's on top of his game or just,
you know, pretty organized and well-informed with his own business.
Exactly.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Okay, yeah, I think I've got all my questions answered. Would the seasonality thing, like, worry you at all? Like, him not being able to make payments during that time? It just depends, really, on the weather. Like, can't really...
Yeah, because besides roofing, they do do other forms of construction, which would be inside, you know, so they do remodeling, kitchen remodel, bath remodel, room additions, things of that nature.
Okay.
So it's not just roofing. So if, you know, it were to rain or snow, that they're, you know, SOL... with regards to getting work done, they still they have different alternatives as well.
Okay. All right. Awesome. Okay. Thanks, Zach.
You're welcome. Have a good day.
All right. You too. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye.